This year has been one of the toughest in history for the American textile industry. Fabric and apparel companies have closed more than 100 plants and laid off 108,000 workers. Several firms posted losses, blaming the slow economy and foreign competition. The industry's struggles are being felt in many small towns, which long have relied on textile mills to provide jobs. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Cherokee County, North Carolina.
For decades, this tiny North Carolina community has been on the cutting edge of American casual fashion. If you own a pair of blue jeans made by Levi's, Wrangler, or Lee, it may have come from this isolated mountain county, whose textile mills once turned out more than 4 million pairs of jeans a year. Today, there's just one jeans plant left in Cherokee County, and it's getting ready to close. This factory in the town of Andrews is owned by the VF Corporation, the world's largest apparel company. Opened in 1951, the plant churns out Wrangler and Lee denim clothing. Last month, workers learned it will shut down in mid-January. Trudy Duckworth heard the news while working at her sewing machine.
It was very sad. There was people crying, you know, and I wouldn't talk to nobody. You know, some just don't talk to me, you know. I didn't want to cry because my eyes swell shut when I cry. They swell shut. But a lot of people cried.
Duckworth has worked at the jeans plant for 13 years. Now she and all 500 of her co-workers will lose their jobs. They're among about 13,000 people VF plans to lay off as part of a massive worldwide restructuring. The job cuts are likely to have a dire economic effect on Andrews, where unemployment already is a problem, and few positions pay the $10 to $16 an hour people could make at the jeans plant. Rhonda Cagle, who sews waistbands, is one of many workers facing an uncertain future.
Most of my working life I've spent in that sewing plant. It's about all I know how to do. Most of us live from payday to payday. We don't have any savings because it takes everything we make to live. I mean, it's going to be very difficult.
The layoffs at the VF factory didn't come as much of a surprise. For years, workers have watched nervously as nearby textile mills shut their doors, including a Levi's plant just a few miles away. Some local clothing companies went out of business, unable to compete with less expensive textile products from overseas. Others, like Levi's and now VF, move much of their manufacturing to countries like Mexico, where labor is cheaper. The head of the local community college, Norman Oglesby, says in this county of 26,000 residents, layoffs have become distressingly routine.
Unfortunately, we're becoming masterful merchants of misery. We've had hundreds of folks put out of work in the last few years, and it impacts the whole county.
At the Andrews office of the Carolina Community Bank, branch manager Judy Brooks has counseled her customers through many plant closings. Not only has the town lost several textile mills, but a furniture factory and boat motor plant recently shut down as well. Brooks says the loss of VF will be especially hard because it was the town's largest employer. Each day now, she deals with distraught neighbors who face unemployment.
As a bank, we have a lot of people who the whole family's there, the husband and wife both, you know, and we have their homes financed, their cars financed. And yesterday we had someone call and just said, come and get my car. I know I'm not going to be able to pay for it. That's tough.
Like many locals, Brooks feels a personal connection to the VF plant. She remembers the early 1950s when area residents, desperate to attract industry, took up a collection and bought the land for the factory themselves. They donated 58 acres so the company could construct the plant, which in those days made socks. Both of Brooks' parents got jobs there, and she remembers the town celebrating its new employer.
They had a parade, and a lot of people rented the professional floats, and I remember wearing a big evening dress and being in the parade. I've got a lot of pictures of it. My daddy used to take slides, but that was a big deal.
Brooks says the plant helped fuel the local economy for years, but lately the factory fell victim to the same global economic pressure that's resulted in thousands of other textile plant closings around the country. Factories in Latin America now can produce garments for a fraction of what it costs to make them domestically, while firms in the Far East are able to undercut the price of American products by 30% or more. VF says that competition and slowing retail sales forced it to close the Andrews plant and about 30 others nationwide. Ron Upton is the human resources director for VF Jeanswear.
It's always difficult to make these type decisions because we affect so many lives in a community such as this. But we have to look at the bigger picture of what we have left and to make it profitable for the company as a whole.
Production at the VF plant will continue for a few more weeks as employees turn out their last pairs of Lee and Wrangler jeans. In these final days, men and women sit at their machines as they have for decades, sewing pockets, hemming seams, and inserting a little white label in each garment that carries a union insignia and the words "Made in the USA." Gay Mathis, who's worked at the plant since high school, says even in these uncertain times, employees are trying to keep their spirits up.
We feel like we're going out doing a good job, and that's just the way, that's the mentality here at our plant. We work hard and we do a good job, so we leave saying that we done the best job we could.
VF has invited community college officials into the plant to talk with workers about training for new careers. Some already have signed up to learn computer programming, nursing, or accounting. Other employees, though, are reluctant to return to school, and city leaders say many may be forced to move away. The mayor of Andrews says people in his town are self-reliant and take pride in being breadwinners. Now, he says, they might need to leave home to find some bread to win. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Andrews, North Carolina.